Actually, we were excited to partner here and work with the state of Florida on this this really exciting cloud solution from Microsoft, which is all about sort of enhancing the effort around ensuring that they had a complete count of residents during the ongoing 2010 census. So really, it was meant to sort of supplement the door-to-door canvassing, which ends, you know, nationwide on July 10th. So what this solution is this final push to be able to count state residents, and it's through a website called myfloridacensus.gov, and it's a web-based application which allows, as I mentioned, for this complete count of residents, really what it does is allow citizens to provide dynamic feedback and visual representations of that feedback. So it's really an innovative way to capture census information and to really have citizens take part in gathering that information. So an opportunity for citizens to speak as well on what could help improve their communities.
So is it one of those things where people can post on a blog or take pictures and upload pictures? I guess maybe give our reader or listeners a little bit more information on that front.
For starters, it's hosted on Windows Azure, Microsoft Windows Azure, which is our cloud platform, and it runs using Silverlight for cross-browser compatibility as well. And so with the support of a Bing Maps interface, which is the sort of the mapping capabilities, what it does is allow visitors to really share their experiences, to provide feedback, an opportunity for social user-generated experience around this kind of census information count that they're doing. So they have visual representations, in terms of providing feedback, and so it really is a sort of interactive type of approach.
So now you mentioned Azure, and I know talking with other people from Microsoft Federal here in D.C. that it recently launched. Define Azure, what is it, and kind of talk a little bit about cloud computing, how has it evolved, and what's Microsoft kind of doing in the world of the cloud with Azure right now?
Really, our strategy around the cloud and sort of hosted offerings is really broad and comprehensive. So we provide software in the cloud, which is, software delivered as a service. So that would be, things like your traditional email and collaboration type activities that people can do in the cloud. And then we provide infrastructure in the cloud and platform in the cloud. And Azure is our platform in the cloud, which allows basically people to develop applications in the cloud. And it is language agnostic. So it's completely open. And basically what's nice about Azure is that it allows for applications that are hosted up there the ability to expand and contract the use of the server space, and it helps reduce the overall cost of those solutions when they're not in peak use. So, for example, with this solution, My Florida Census, for example, there's obviously a peak usage time now, and then that would die down, and so this type of this solution in terms of Windows Azure provides that flexibility in terms of expanding and contracting based on peak or non-peak times. So it really is very, sort of cost effective as far as a solution goes and really provides a lot of flexibility. Another good example of that is we've got a solution called HeyGov, which was built from the Miami 311 solution, which is a 311 online solution for citizens to be able to record, non-emergency type incidents and see exactly what the status of that incident is online. And again, you'd have peak times and non-peak times of that as well. So a very cost-effective platform to host these solutions, so to speak, in the cloud.
So are you doing anything like this or looking to do anything like this with other states or other local governments?
Absolutely. This was a great example that I just cited was this solution that we worked on together with Miami called Miami 311. Now has a broader applicability, and it's called HeyGov. And we're starting to talk to a number of cities that are interested in doing, doing similar things and with a 311 system in the cloud as well. So absolutely, this we're We see so many opportunities to engage governments more broadly with these types of solutions. So we're really, really excited about that.
And let's talk a little bit about security. Some of the interviews I do here in Washington, D.C. have to do with agencies that are dealing with sensitive data. Obviously, something like a 311 system if people are going to post pictures online of their broken mailbox or a pothole, that's not the same thing as state secrets. But are there concerns about security? Have you heard people, the public, are there security concerns, I guess? Wrong people getting the data?
Well, this is an area where Microsoft has a very intense and long history of focusing on security and privacy in the cloud. And it's interesting. I think some folks may have a view that, we're new to the cloud when you think that we've been providing, a number of cloud-based services for, what is about 15 years. So we provision, for example, our consumer offering for email is called Hotmail. We've been provisioning since 1998, I believe, or 1996. And so, we have many, many long history in working with cloud-based solutions. Our Windows updates that we deliver as a cloud-based solution. When you think about Xbox, which is the broadest and most popular gaming platform in the cloud. So we've had many, many years of working on cloud and cloud security-based solutions. And so, we have 99% uptime SLA with our customers, 24/7 support. And meet the highest level of requirements for governments in terms of security, data privacy, compliance and risk management, identity and access control. So this is an area, again, that we're very strongly committed to as a corporation and have had a long history and many years of doing just that.